All right, let's get this thing going. I'm in a mood. I'm in a mood, guys. And it has nothing to do with the Orlando shootings. I mean, a Muslim shot some homosexuals. Who gives a shit? They were all going to vote for Hillary Clinton anyway. Hillary's going to win the election. And a big part of the liberal, Democrat, progressive, left-wing, statist mindset is that people only exist to fulfill the needs of the nation state. Anyway, right? The individual doesn't matter. That's what communism is all about. The individual is not important. What's important is the collective. These people weren't necessary to the collective. Who gives a shit? You scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, moan, look for a safe space. You didn't find it here. You shove your opinion up your ass. That way Obama's cock has something to keep it company. Don't forget, the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility, you are wrong, and I am right. I'm warning you guys right now, it might be an offensive day here at Stating the Obvious Podcast. Yeah, I'm gonna hurt some fucking feelings. First, I'm gonna talk about why I'm pissed off and some other stuff, and then I'm gonna start hurting your feelings, and it's gonna be glory. I'm gonna enjoy every moment of it, because this is the cruise missile of my intellect. Cruise missile homes in on destroy stupid motherfuckers that saw the world you've realized before. If you're new to the podcast, if you're just tuning in because you saw the title and it was all clickbaity, and you're here because you're outraged and you're like Triggly Puff and you want to be treated like an adult, and you know you're a fat woman who's never taken responsibility for your life, and you believe I'm racist, sexist, homophobic, Donald Trump, KKK, even though you have no fucking idea about me, and if you think that other people should die so that you can have free shit, then you're gonna have to go ahead and kiss my fucking ass. You know why you're gonna kiss my fucking ass? Simple. Because I'm the Great One himself. I am the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society. I've been on the internet since 1999. Some of you weren't even alive in 1999, and you want to try to tell you, you just don't understand. No, shut up. Shut the fuck up. Just shut your fucking mouth, okay? There's nothing like having some little fucking 15-year-old kid try to tell me I don't understand. I just don't fucking get how important it is to vote for Hillary Clinton. If one more motherfucker comes up and asks me if I've updated my voter registration information, I swear to God, you think the fucking massacre in Orlando? No, I'm gonna put that shit to shame. You people with your fucking clipboards, have you updated your voter register? Get the fuck away from me. Get the fuck away. And this is it. I'm telling you guys, you think I'm making this up. Here it is, 100% truth. Verify this for yourself. You're out, you're walking around, some moron comes up and asks you if you've updated your voter registration information. Ask that person if they are representing Democrats or Republicans. They're always Democrats. Because remember, Democrats are people who are so fucking stupid that they can't figure out how to update their voter registration. I have a time to feel, when I want to fuck with them, I say, well, no, I haven't, but you don't want me to update my information, because if I do, I'm going to vote for Donald Trump. And they run. Oh, they run away in fear. I am the Great One himself. I am the founder, as I already said. Today is, the fuck is today? Randy. Hi, Rand. That's Randy. She's in the control room on the other side of the glass. I can see her. I can hear her. You can't do either. That's the way it's supposed to be. This is my podcast. We don't need anybody here except me. Maybe a guest on your... No, shut up. No. You cannot be a guest on my podcast. Go fuck yourself. Today's the 13th of June? Is it June, Randy? June. Thank you. The Orlando shooting thing happened. Meanwhile, in more important news, I went trail running yesterday morning, saw the snapping turtle again. And I went trail running today. It was nice. It was so good. Got some sunburn because I went out when it was all sunny and shit. Okay, what else? God, G-O-D, dog spelled backwards. God at C-Y-N-L-I-B-S-O-C.com. That's where you send your hate mail. That's where you send the mail telling me that I just don't understand because I'm racist, sexist, homophobic, Donald Trump, KKK. And I just don't understand how it is that this Islamic fuckhead, whatever the fuck, Omar fuck for brains, a faggot hater, whatever we're calling him, you know, went to this dance club and shot a bunch of gay people. And I'm just not smart enough to understand how this is the fault of heterosexual white men like you are. All right, here we go. I'm cranky because here lately I've tried to accomplish things and I have failed to accomplish things that need to be accomplished. And because I'm not a woman, I can take responsibility. Now, of course, if I were a woman, I would be saying about how this is because the patriarchy was oppressing me. I was not able to effectively manage my time because the patriarchy was oppressing me. And the computer was having problems and had to be fixed because the patriarchy was oppressing me. And I had to deal with sending emails and had to go do some work over here and then had to show up here and had to do a bunch of stuff over there. And these things all happened because the patriarchy was oppressing me. And then I spent some time fucking off when I should have been working. But instead, I was like, oh, I'm just going to fuck off. And I fucking just fucked off and wasted my goddamn time, knowing full good and well the whole time I was fucking off and not doing anything that was actually moving me closer to my goals. But then, of course, that's because the patriarchy was oppressing me. And as I looked back and I thought about how pissed off I was at myself, because the patriarchy was oppressing me. Okay, seriously. When I looked back and I thought how pissed off I was at myself for not getting things done, for fucking off, for drinking too much booze, for being lazy, for being unproductive, it got me really fucking pissed off. I said, all right, I got to get my shit. I got to move forward. I got to make progress. I got to get a plan of action. I don't have a vagina. I can't blame the patriarchy. I have to take responsibility for my fuck ups. And this, it's getting a little windy outside. Might rain yet. Today's one of those days. It was cloudy. It was sunny for a little bit. Got cloudy again. It was actually great, great weather. Good day to be out on the trails. Which I could have been worried because I was working. I was working and I'm like, fuck this. I'm going trail running. But see, that's okay because trail running moves me closer to a goal. That's something I enjoy. There's a difference between trail running and like fucking off playing a computer game or fucking off watching TV or fucking off drinking beer or, you know, fucking off. I got really pissed off with myself because I wasn't getting things done that needed to get done. And as I thought about it and, you know, went through my brain with all of the blame the patriarchy stuff and, you know, the ha-ha, funny. But then I realized there's a very, very serious aspect to all of this. Because what we're going to talk about in this series, and this is going to build up to a Muslim, Islam, whatever the fuck we want to call this piece of shit, going in and shooting a bunch of homosexuals. And have you noticed how this has already been framed? Well, we need more gun control and it's because of white men and because of racism and all. You know, no surprises here. I haven't done a whole lot of research on the shooting. I know I saw Stefan Molyneux, of course, already has some videos, Black Pigeon, I haven't watched it. I have read a little bit of shit on the internet, a couple of articles. It was all I needed to know. Again, we're going to go through them in this series. By the time you hear this, this shit will be a week old because this is going to be a multi-part episode. But it doesn't matter because there's nothing here you don't know about, right? The reason this guy, this piece of shit, shot these homosexuals is because of homophobia. It's because there's not enough gun control. It's because of white people. And it's because of the internet. You already know there's nothing there you don't already know. It's just the same narrative over and over and over. That's where we're going to end up. And the path we're going to take to get there is we're going to look at why are Muslims invading Western countries. You can call it immigration or refugees, whatever you want. Why are the Muslims not just invading? Even though they're coming in, they're killing people. Well, he was an immigrant. He was born here. I don't give a shit. We'll get to this. Right? The immigrants are coming in. They're raping women. They're committing all these crimes. And yet everybody's just okay with it. Why is all that happening? Well, it's happening because of women. And because of the feminization of Western culture. I guess I somewhere in this I have to get fucking think about that. I gotta get Scott Adams in somewhere. With his fucking Scott Adams wrote this whiny little blog post how he's endorsing Hillary Clinton because he's scared to endorse Donald Trump because he lives in California, and because he's in California, he's afraid. He's afraid to vote for Donald Trump because he's afraid. I mean, like, what a goddamn vagina. This is what men are today in the United States. It's because of women. And it's because of men. Ultimately, see, we're working backwards now. We're coming back to me being in a cranky mood. You see, ultimately, the fact that men in our society have become so pussy-whipped, so sissified, so spineless, you know, to the point where white men just get shit on constantly. And almost all of them just roll over and take it. In fact, they participate in the shitting. And all of this happens because of women. But ultimately, it all happens because of men. Because we let them get away with it. Collectively, we, the royal we. It's getting very windy outside. I don't think you can hear it. I have the window open. I'm listening to the wind in the trees. It's actually very calming. I need to calm the fuck down. And as I was getting pissed off at myself for my failure to execute, not execute homosexuals like Islamists do, my failure to I'm serious, guys. I just, there's, you know, again, I have no sympathy. I got nothing. All of those homosexuals who died, they wanted tolerance and diversity. They wanted multiculturalism. They wanted more Muslims to come to this country. They wanted every, and they got it. This is what happens. It's like Chateau Hartiz says, diversity plus proximity equals war. If you take Nazis and Jews and you put them in the same city, you're going to have people get killed. If you take Muslims who think homosexuals should die and that women should shut the fuck up, not talk without permission, and I'm real serious, I can't disagree with them about that. We're going to come back around. Women want Muslims to come here. You know what? When those Muslims become a substantial number of the population and democracy and the Sharia law starts coming and you find yourself being told to shut the fuck up and spread your legs, don't come to me for sympathy, you stupid cunt. Don't fucking come to me. And so while all of those homosexuals are being killed in that club, I'm not the one who wanted the fucking Muslims here. You did. And you paid the price for it. Said it before, I'm going to say it again. If Muslims are so fucking wonderful, and if Muslim countries are filled with Muslims, and Muslims are so fucking wonderful, why are Muslim countries all shitholes? Why are all these Muslim refugees trying to escape Muslim countries that are filled with Muslims who are all just such wonderful, compassionate people? And if white men are so fucking terrible and evil and racist and homophobic and fucking whatever the fuck else, we're still Donald Trump, KKK, why are all of these wonderful, enlightened, tolerant, diverse Muslims, when they're fleeing their shithole Muslim countries, why are they coming to countries filled with white men who are racist, sexist, homophobic? Oh, that's right, because the countries the white men in them are the best fucking places to live on the planet Earth. Now, yes, to say that this is the best place to live on the planet Earth, as far as nation states go, not necessarily saying a lot. The best place, of course, would be on your own private island. As I'm looking at my failure to execute and getting pissed off at myself, it occurred to me, my sunburn is now itching. And that has nothing to do with that thought, but it sprung into my mind and I said it. It occurred to me that I was feeling, I was experiencing discomfort. I was very uncomfortable about my failure to execute. And I've told you guys in the past about my lieutenant when I was in the military who taught us that comfort kills. And he would never let us build a fire when all the other platoons had a fire and they're all keeping warm and shit. He's like, no, guys, we're training. You know, if you build a fire, the enemy's going to find you. You're going to be all kind of going to kick your ass. And at the time, we were like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But in retrospect, he was right. Comfort is what kills. If you're comfortable, why should you strive for anything more? If you're comfortable where you're at, in all ways, you can, you know, you like, I'm comfortable right now. I'm sitting in this chair. I got my feet propped up. The window is open. The breeze is blowing. The little wind chime is going. The clock is not ticking. You may hear the clock is not going. That's because I stopped it because I was doing some other recording, which you're going to hear in the future, where I didn't want the clock in it. I'm very comfortable physically right now. But I'm not comfortable with my achievements for the day, with the progress I've made on things I want to get done. I'm very comfortable with the decline of Western civilization. I recognize there's nothing at this point. There is nothing. There's nothing that can be done to turn the tide. Nobody woke up one morning and said, oh, you know, I think this is the day the Roman Empire declines. Nobody woke up one morning and said, you know, I think that was the moment right there. I think the Soviet Union just now fell. These things happen over time. They're long progressions, which are almost unnoticeable at the time they're happening. Unless you have some fucking self-awareness, and by extension of that, awareness of the world around you, the ability to project into the future with your mind, to look at happenings and think about what are consequences of this. And of course, most people don't have those skills. So I'm all pissed off at myself. I'm uncomfortable. I'm experiencing discomfort. And because of this, I resolved to do something about it. I still haven't gotten, and I just, it's, my list just gets fucking longer. The more I get done, the more things I think of. I'm just scribbling shit on paper all fucking day long. I have shit everywhere that I want to do, that I want to talk about, that I need to write about, that I need to execute on this, I need to get this done over here. I love saying the word execute. I got all this shit, and I'm fucking just pissed off, and I'm like seeing red. I'm just so fucking angry. Not the kind of go shoot homosexuals at a dance club angry, but the angriness with myself that I can't accomplish everything I want to accomplish, and I have to focus in, and I have to prioritize, I have to do all this stuff, and I'm just like drive, and it's like get stuff done, accomplish, execute, get stuff done, crack, crack, yeah, yeah. And I realized that this is part of the reason why women, I know, God damn it, shut the fuck up, I can already hear you. I know this one woman, shut up. Just shut the fuck up. Nobody cares about this one woman that you know, okay? This is why women, for the most part, are nothing but giant fucking failures. Because what is the prime directive of Western civilization? What is the prime directive of United States civilization? The prime directive is that no white woman must ever experience discomfort. And without discomfort, no white woman will ever be angry with herself for having failed to do, to accomplish, to execute, to succeed, whatever. Because whenever a woman fails at anything, it doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter. You see, it's never her fault. Because for it to be her fault, well, that might cause her some emotional or intellectual discomfort. No, you see, it's because of the patriarchy. See, the reason she didn't get the job isn't because she's not sufficiently qualified and should, I don't know, maybe devote some time to learning to program in some programming language instead of watching Grey's Anatomy. No, see, that's not the reason. The reason is the patriarchy. And so, there's no reason for her to put any time into educating herself or making herself a smarter person, a more skilled person. Because nothing can ever be her fault. Because as a woman, she has no agency. Because if she had agency and she failed at something, well, she might be a little bit uncomfortable about that. She might say, ah, shit, I could have done a better job. I didn't study enough. Come on, ah, shit, you know, I should have practiced more. Maybe if instead of watching Orange is the New Black, maybe if I just would have spent 1 hour each night teaching myself a skill, maybe I could have got that job. Maybe if I could control my eating, maybe I wouldn't be so fat and I could find a boyfriend. But to admit agency, to say that you have control over your own life and what you do and what you accomplish and what you don't accomplish, that runs the risk of experiencing discomfort. And there ain't a white woman in North America who is going to experience discomfort. And if one of them, for some reason, if some discomfort gets through and does affect them, you are not going to hear the end of it. Okay. Let's begin moving through this. Once upon some mythical, magical, mysterious time, I think, I wasn't there, can't say for sure, there was a point where men understood it didn't really matter what the fuck women said. You could look at, as a man, you could look at who women were fucking, and you could do manly shit, and women would fuck you. Then humans learned how to talk, and everything started going to shit. Get my notes here. Here's something else I discovered. A part of my drive to get shit done, a little burst today of anger at myself that led to self-improvement and self-actualization and self-knowledge, things that women can't possibly fucking ever achieve in their lives. I attempted to do some writing, though the writing was actually done using the voice recognition, Dragon Naturally Speaking, and I hadn't done any in quite a while, so I fired the thing up, and... Whoa, yawn. Oh, holy crap. It is. It's closing in on my bedtime, guys. We are here at the studio much later than we ever record. So I am totally going to fall asleep before this is over with. The fuck was I... Oh, yeah. So I start utilizing the voice recognition software to do some writing. I come on this podcast, and right now I'm in a fairly mellow mood. I'm doing a lot of pausing and thinking and stuff like that. But you've heard me when I'm going rapid fire, and it'll happen. Maybe if it doesn't happen tonight, believe me, it'll happen in the next couple episodes. You've heard me when I'm fired up and it just flows. And I start doing the writing via voice recognition software today. And my brain was just seizing up. I worked on this for an hour. Set the timer, so I'm going to write for 1 hour. And at the end of that hour, I didn't have a whole lot of stuff. Okay. Ah, oh, yawn. Fuck. Serious, I'm not joking about the bedtime. I'm home when I was your age. I went to, I'm going to go to bed. It's like 9 o'clock. I'm gone. I am fucking... Hey, man, there's a band playing tonight. You want to go see them? Oh, what time do they go on? 11? I'm like, 11 a.m.? Like, no, man, were you dumb? No, 11 o'clock tonight. Dude, 11 o'clock tonight? You know what it takes for me to stay awake until 11 o'clock at night? Man, not a chance. I mean, no, I would be happy to go see the band. 11, no, no, I'm old, dude. I will be gone. I will be dead to the world at 11 o'clock at night. You are new. Yes, I'm a pussy like that. Ray, you old grandpa. Yes, I am an old grandpa. Shut the fuck up. An hour later, I had five and a half pages of pure shit. I know it's a first draft, but this doesn't even deserve to be called a first draft. This is like a one quarter draft. God, it's shit. And I'm not fucking Stephen King or any shit. I'm not who's a great writer, whoever's great writers. I ain't no great writer. But I've written a few papers in my life. One of which one of these days I need to rework and put out, because I've gone through some of my old philosophy papers, which was a little disappointing and has nothing to do with anything we're supposed to be talking about here. See, now I'm getting onto it. Now I'm tangenting. Now I'm waking up a little bit. I've gone through some of my old philosophy papers because I'm like, oh man, you know, I wrote these philosophy papers years ago for philosophy classes at college, which is a giant fucking joke. It's like, some of these could be interesting. I should go through and read them, and then maybe I'll edit them and just put them up. And I'm reading them, and I'm reading these papers, and I'm going, Jesus Christ, I wrote this shit? This is the most incoherent fucking gobbledygook. I wrote this one related to Aristotle. I talk about the Politics by Aristotle quite a bit because it's a great book. And in there he talks about demagogue. That's the word I'm looking for. And I wrote this paper about the demagogue and the democracy, and it was all about relating what Aristotle wrote and showing how it applied to Obama. This was back before Obama was elected, back during the first election. And I said, oh man, you know, and I found that paper and it's like, oh man, I'm so proud of this. I'm gonna re-edit this and I'm gonna put the, and I read it and I'm just like, Jesus fucking Christ, I wrote this incoherent shit. I don't even know what kind of grade he gave me on that, but if he gave me anything more than a D, it was like pity. Oh my God, it's so... At the time, of course, I thought it was good. I'm reading it now, and it's just shit. Did find one paper. I actually have two papers. I have two papers I've written that I found, both of which are pretty fucking good. And are going to get worked over. So anyhow, there's a point. There's always a point. It just takes me 17 or 18 days to get to it. Not a great writer. I'm not making no fucking claims, okay? But I was thinking I can write pretty decent. And man, I struggled with this shit. Now, of course, part of it is also being out of practice. I haven't done any what I'm going to call serious writing. I'm writing this half-ass, you know, writing show notes, writing some half-ass blog posts, whatever. That, what the fuck ever. Anyway, yeah, I today was trying to do serious writing, to build an argument from the start and to go through it and present some evidence and all this other stuff. And I finished at the end of the hour, looked at it, just pure shit. Absolute shit. I was pissed off. So pissed off I needed a beer. Which was another bad choice. I should have just fucking sucked it up like a goddamn man and drove it up. I'm like, eh, fuck it, I'm gonna go have a beer. That's how goddamn depressing it was. You may still see this. I may go through this and see if I can fucking save it. But what we're talking about right now is essentially what I'm trying to write about. I came up with this idea to write this out as an essay about 2 weeks ago. And then, of course, the Orlando shooting happens, which is sort of the capstone on the whole thing, which is the whole point of what I would have been building up to. I'm not going to say I was going to predict that a Muslim piece of shit, as if there's any other kind of Muslim. Yeah, I said that. And let me remind you, I am trans religious and transgendered, right? Remember, now I am, even though I have the body of a white man, I identify as a Muslim woman. And if you disagree with me, you're a racist, sexist, homophobic, Donald Trump, KKK. And if you disagree with me in any sort of social media public platform, I'm going to report you for hate speech and have you banned. And I'm serious. I have the brain. I have the body of a heterosexual white man. but I have the brain of a Muslim woman. More and more I find the beauty of the stupidity, the mind-numbing stupidity of the left-wing statist, which, yes, the right-wing statist is also stupid. But with the right-wing statist, their stupidity is a little bit less. The left-wing statist is so fucking stupid that they're just incoherent. You know, I've talked about this before. A right-wing statist show up and they say, well, God created the earth. Okay. You know, God created the earth in 7 days. All right. There's a flood and it flooded the entire planet Earth and no one survived but Noah and two of every animals. Like, okay, where did the water come from? Where did the water go? How did the animals on the other continents get to the ark? After the ark got beached, how did the animals get back to the continents they came? But okay. I mean, that's stupid, but and just before I forget, let me just remind you. So, how many Mormons have gone to gay dance clubs and shot 49 people? I'm just curious. How many Mormons have done that? Remind me again. I mean, Christianity, yeah, there was a time the Spanish Inquisition and Christians killed. Dude, Christians have become so pussified. Or the official term is, well, Christianity underwent a reform. In other words, Christianity became pussified, which is fine. I mean, I'm perfectly happy that Christians are not running around shooting homosexuals in the streets. How many Jehovah's Witnesses have gone to gay dance clubs and shot and killed 49 homosexuals? And those are the people that the left-wing statists who believe in tolerance, diversity, multiculturalism, those are the people they hate. The Mormons, the Jehovah's Witnesses, the Southern Baptist, the Evangelicals, the Westboro, Westboro, whatever, Baptist Church, you've heard of that. I can't remember the guy's name. I want to say they're here in Colorado. I don't keep up with this shit because I just don't fucking care anymore. You know, they go to these things and they hold up their signs and say God hates fags and the guy's indoctrinated his little children. I mean, I saw this years ago. They're like 8 years old or some shit, so they're probably teenagers now. But he's got his little like 8-year-old kid standing there holding a sign that says God hates fags. How many times did they go to a gay dance club and shoot and kill 49 fucking faggots? How many times? That's what I thought. But oh, we got to protect those fucking Muslims. It doesn't matter. And this goes now, here we go again. Homosexual men. How many times have I tried to fucking explain to you that women are not your allies? The feminists are not your friends. All of this is building up to something. I know you don't believe me. I don't give a fuck what you believe. You're an idiot. Feminist? This just kills me to see feminist atheist defending Muslim rapist. Right? The feminist atheist will tell you there's no such thing as God. We live in a rape culture. Men are all rapist. And who is it that rushes to the defense of the Muslim killers? Who rushes to the defense of the Muslim rapist? The charge is led by the feminist atheist. And here we see Muslim versus homosexuals. rally the wagons. We must protect the Muslims. Even Obama himself, the Messiah, the Lord and Savior, the second coming of Jesus Christ, he said it. We got to look out for the backlash against Islam. Oh, God. Okay. Let's start here. Women do not have self-awareness. Part of this is because women must never experience discomfort. We talked about this extensively. If you have self-awareness, like I do, you can recognize that over the last week, you really haven't accomplished very much because you've been fucking off when you should have been working. You've been fucking off when you should have been doing things. You've been fucking off when you should have been executing on plans. You've been fucking off when you should have been making shit happen. So self-awareness allows you to recognize that, and then you're uncomfortable, and then you're angry with yourself, and then you fucking, you're seeing red, and you're trembling, you're so goddamn mad, and then that's when you have to go trail running so you don't fucking beat your head against the wall, and then you come home and you try to do shit, and you try to fucking write an essay, and you look at it after it's done, and you go, God damn it, that sucks, because you have self-awareness, and you can't blame it on the fucking patriarchy. And then you go have a beer, and then you come back and you say, hey, Randy, let's go record a podcast. And Randy's like, what the fuck are you talking about? It's almost 8 o'clock at night. Your bedtime is 9. By 10 p.m., you're fucking dead to the world. And I say, just goddamn do it. Stop being such a fucking woman. Why are you pissing me off? Have some fucking self-awareness. How about your tolerance and diversity and multiculturalism? So here we are. And this is why I podcast. It really is. Writing, it's become so painful. And it's because I need to do more of it. And this is what I need to do. I need to force myself to do more writing so that I can become better at it. Like right now, I'm just rattling shit off. It's nothing to it. I mean, there's a little bit to it. Women do not have self-awareness. Women have no idea what they are sexually attracted to. Women have no idea what sexually arouses them. Now, if you've listened to the podcast before, you've heard this already because I talked about this extensively when I discovered it. And I need to remember where the fuck this was at. Maybe I should try looking through the show notes because I need to find this woman's name and reference the research, yada, yada, yada. Check it out. Anyhow, here's the short version. If you're new to the podcast, you haven't heard this before, you just heard me say that women have no idea what gets them sexually aroused. I am now going to prove this to you with a thing called science that you claim to believe in, although you think global warming is real because somehow or another you think that until Republicans were elected president, the climate of the planet Earth never changed. Okay, here we go. There's a woman, we'll call her Alice. She's a scientist, she does sex research. And she did a series of experiments. So she took men and she puts this little measuring device around their cock, right? And so when your dick gets hard, you get a boner, boing, you know, the blood flows through it, it gets hard. Also, so her little device measures whether or not you have a boner, which of course with men, you can just sort of look. I mean, I'm going to look down right now, there's no tint. So I know that I'm not sexually aroused, even though I should be because I'm in a room with myself and I am pretty fucking amazing. I'm sexy. I make me hot. I mean, just, Randy, look at this ass. You seen it? Look at how hot my ass is. I am good looking. Anyway, I'd say shit like that just to piss people. Shut up. Shut the fuck up. All right. So anyhow, she puts a little fucking boner meter on the guy's dicks, right? And she showed men videos of men and women fucking. Well, you can imagine. And let me specify that these are men who identify. They say they're heterosexual, okay? So, bang, you show them men and women fucking. Oh, their little boners get hard. And science verifies it. And she asked them, are you sexually aroused? And, of course, we're men. We're like, of course we're sexually aroused. Are you fucking stupid? So then she shows them videos of two women having sex. And it's like, boing, you know, a little boner meter goes up. And she's like, she says to them, are you sexually aroused right now? And, of course, the men are like, honey, are you really this fucking dumb? You're showing me a video of two women having sex with each other. They're like fingering and licking and sticking and all that. And I got a giant fucking hard on between my legs and you're asking me if I'm sexually aroused. Of course I'm sexually aroused, you dumbass. Okay, so then she shows them videos of men having sex. Well, because these are all heterosexual guys, and I know that all of you women out, all of you feminists out there would love to believe that all men are homosexual, but we're not. So nobody was oppressed by this. They're like, not doing anything for me. Sure enough, a little boner meter is just, it's limp. Yeah, there's nothing going on there. Sorry, not excited by that. So the point is, you see, men know what gets them sexually aroused. Men fucking women and women fucking women. That makes us sexually aroused. Science backs this up. And we'll be happy to tell you, right? Because we have self-awareness. We know what gives us a hard-on and what doesn't. And we're not pathological liars. Now, this woman, we're calling her Alice. Alice now repeated this experiment with women. Now, you might be saying, but great one, there's no such thing as a boner meter for women. Oh, but there is. You see, Alice invented it. It's a device. She sticks it up in a woman's vagina, and it measures temperature, blood flow, lubrication flow, all this sort of stuff to tell if a woman is physically sexually aroused, right? Just like a man can get a boner and I suppose theoretically not be, well, no, I mean, of course, when you're teenagers, if you're a man, you get a boner when you're least expect it, right? So the boner can happen without sexual arousal, I guess. But for the most part, they're connected. So she sticks her little female boner meter up into the vaginas of the female participants in this experiment, who all said they are heterosexual. And she shows them videos of men and women fucking. She says to them, are you sexually aroused? And the women say, yes. Okay. Science agrees with you. Then she shows the women videos of two women having sex. And she says, are you sexually aroused? And all the women say, no. But wait. The female boner meter says you are. That no discernible difference from the female boner meter. Your vagina is lubricating. The blood flow is increasing. Temperature's going up. You are sexually. Women are saying, nope, not sexually aroused. She then showed the women videos of two men having sex with each other. Ask the women, are you sexually? Women are like, nope, not sexually aroused. Nope, it's just. But oh, female boner meter says otherwise. Then she shows women, not making this up, videos of animals having sex. And she says to them, are you sexually aroused? And the women say, nope, nope, nothing sexually arousing about. Nope. Female boner meter says otherwise. Women in her studies were consistently sexually aroused by men fucking women, women fucking women, men fucking men, and animals fucking other animals. Women were sexually aroused by everything she threw at them. and they sat right there and said, nope, not sexually aroused. There's only two possibilities. Either these women are fucking lying, which is a possibility, or, which I think is more likely, they have no fucking self-awareness. They have no fucking clue what turns them on sexually. And this, my friends, this right here, is the very root of the problem. Everything that I will expand to beyond this all comes back to this one little fact. Women have no self-awareness. Have no idea. They fail. They don't know it. They don't know what turns them on. They don't know what turns them off. They don't know what they enjoy. And because of this, they say things that are not true. In our society today, we have heard all these stories about how women want nice guys and sensitive guys and men who are compassionate about them. And men who believe in tolerance and diversity and men who aren't all big and manly and stuff, because that's just, it's just so wrong. I just want a man who loves me for my body and all this other, my fat body, I should say, and all this other stuff. We've heard all this bullshit. But what women really want is to be fucked in the ass by a billionaire using a Coke bottle. I should say that to be fucked by a billionaire. No? How do I phrase this so it sounds out right? To be fucked in the ass with a Coke bottle by a billionaire. We know this because look how many copies of the book 50 Shades of Grey were sold. Now, I don't know if he actually uses a Coke bottle in her ass. I haven't read the book, but that's the point. That's the ultimate point. Women say they want, you know, these little hipster, faggy, metrosexual guys. But what they really want is the billionaire ass-fucking them with a Coke bottle. And this disconnect between what women want and what they say they want is the very root of the downfall of Western civilization. So that was a really long introduction. Next episode, we'll start talking about this in depth. She said.